Today's words of wisdom, love and care are the duties of human beings, will be presented in Malay and English with subtitles in Arabic, our lessons of Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Urdu, and Turkish. Malaysia memang sebuah negara yang indah. Negara ini dikurniai banyak bukit dan gunung yang ditumbuhi hutan tebal, kawasan pantai yang dipinggiri pokok-pokok palma dengan air laut yang kehijauan, dan cahaya matahari yang keemasan serta lagun air tawar. Tarikan utama Malaysia adalah dari pencakar langit yang mencuat tinggi dapat dilihat rumah papan yang dibina di atas kaki bajang. Budaya majmuk, keajaiban alam semula jadi, bandar raya yang besar dan banyak pulau yang indah permai ialah keistimewaan negara yang indah ini. Penduduk Malaysia kebanyakannya ialah orang Melayu, diikuti oleh orang Cina dan India. Budaya majmuk telah banyak mempengaruhi seni bina dan budaya negara ini dicerminkan menerusi kaum dan warisan yang pelbagai. Banyak tokoh yang berani dan mulia adalah berasal dari Malaysia. Pada November 2006, Datuk Muhammad bin Ismail telah dianugerahi Hadiah Kedamaian Kerusi untuk Hal Ehwal Keagamaan dan Kemanusiaan, dan bekas Perdana Menteri Tun Dr. Mahathir bin Mohamad telah dicalonkan untuk Hadiah Kedamaian Nobel 2007. Disebabkan oleh kegairahan orang yang ingin mendapat makrifat, Mahaguru Ching Hai telah menerima undangan mereka yang ikhlas dan berkunjung ke Malaysia untuk beberapa kali. Sekarang kami menjemput anda untuk mengikuti perbincangan yang berikut oleh Mahaguru Ching Hai bertajuk Kasih Sayang dan Keprihatinan Ialah Kewajipan Manusia pada 25 Februari 1992 di Malaysia.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Now, I will talk what you like to listen, okay? To make up for this perfection of our world. I have told you yesterday that our world is very backward. So you know, yes, yes. Even if we could provide many earphones, sometimes it's not not easy because it's the lines and also the electricity. And also we cannot take the whole earphones with us in such a small number of people. You know what it means with the airplane and all that? Overweight, customs. In some places, they said so many things, what for? It's like United Nations. I say, yes, we are like United Nations. Australian, come up. I was looking for you all the time, up to now. And to talk to you personally, if you wish. Or you can sit here and have questions. Yes. Right? You want to talk to me personally, or is it okay to ask us here? Personally. I was looking for you before, because when I first arrived, nobody was here. I mean a few people, and I wanted to speak to you because I had time then. I can do it later, okay? If this is so necessary for you. Okay, any question?
Master, would you kindly enlighten us with these two questions? One, it was mentioned that a man and woman relationship is meaningless. Why is it so?
No, I say that only to the highly practicing people. Otherwise, to everyone else, it's still meaningful. No, I don't mean relationship. I mean the physical contact, the sexual contact. Yeah? Up to some point, it becomes like meaningless. That's all. But not to everyone. I was speaking to the disciples. In some level, people become like that. Okay? To some level. Not everyone. To someone they still need it. Okay? Then it's okay. And second question?
Okay. It was mentioned somewhere that to communicate with God, you communicate with sound and light.
Mm.
If we produce sound and light, is it possible to communicate with God and how?
Produce? No. These sounds and light are God's self. It cannot produce that. It's not the production of man. It is from heaven. It is a vibration of God. It is a representative of God. We cannot make this kind of sound. We cannot make this kind of light. Doesn't matter how much money you want to give or how clever you are, okay? This is done through initiation and it comes from higher levels, from heaven, okay? Which is within yourself also. Anything else?
Just to add, you mean with initiation we could produce the right sound and light in order to communicate to God?
Mm. Yes. Not to produce, it will come naturally, yes. It just comes without your effort. And that is God's self. It's like in the Bible, it is say, in the beginning was the Word, I mean the sound, the vibration, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That is the Word that we will hear inside. Okay? And that is God's self. That's our real nature. It's not that we have to produce it. All right? You will understand it the moment you are enlightened, and the moment you contact with it. And when I'm talking to you now, it's only theory. Yeah. It is difficult to talk about things which is abstract and which is not experienced in ordinary life before. Yeah.
Now that you mention it, I'd like to ask you about the point that that the physical relationship become meaningless. Is it before initiation or after initiation? And should it be forced to that person, partner too?
No, I said yesterday already, no. Already yesterday I answered this question. It's not necessary to force on anyone. Just become natural. Just like when time comes, your baby is born. Just like that. Or when times come, you grow up, become a big person. Yeah? You cannot grow back small again. Don't worry about this. Everything is normal. It's okay.
It's not normal right now.
But he's not yet initiated, so you cannot blame me.
I don't know. That's why I feel that I'm marrying a monk now.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Very sorry for you. And he's wrong. I will talk to him. Yeah? I have answered yesterday. But maybe, well, what can I do? I cannot force a man when he doesn't want it. But maybe he will come around. Yeah? He'll come around. You know, sometimes men, they go through a period of probably thinking or too much work or something like that. Too much work can make somebody feel too high pressure, you know? That happened.
Yes, I can understand that.
Yes.
Even if right now he has an accident and tomorrow he becomes important, yes, I can accept that, but yes. I cannot feel rejected like this.
Understand. This very terrible feeling. It's not the physical relationship or the sex that you want. It is a warmth in the family. Well, maybe we should consider more about this subject. I will talk to you later, okay? Yeah. Anyhow, in general, men and women, when they're married, it's not only for physical contact alone, but for warmth and care. And in the name of meditation, you must not abandon your partner for any excuse at all. Because this is your duty to show your love and care to another human being. And you have committed to that duty, you must do it. And whether you are monk or not monk, loving another person is an honor, is a progress, is not a degrading process. Understand? Yes. You have to love each other the way, just like a master loves you. Yes. Even with or without physical contact. It's not the physical sex that the woman demand. Most of women do not care much about sex. I think I have studied and it shows this way. If the woman needs is attention. Yeah, loving care. And sometimes you can just embrace each other or tell in loving things and take care of each other. Anyhow, since she asked the question, it's also all of your questions. So might as well broaden the subject. Yes, because you must not misunderstand unloving unkindness for high level of practice. Yes, I appreciate your effort and your sincerity in seeking the truth. But once we have relationship with other beings, wife, husband and child, we should care and be loving even more than before. This is our duty. And it shows our progressive state of mind. Because the more we practice, the more we love people, the more loving we become, not vice versa. Yes. A practitioner, whether he's a monk or
a householder,
he doesn't wear a stone face. And he doesn't reject people or react to people in a cold way. That is wrong. That's absolutely wrong. If I, as a monk, talk to you in such a serious manner, I always tell you to be saint. Do you like it? Ah. Yes, we just be normal. But of course we cannot force it on anyone. Sometimes you get stuck at a certain level and you might take some time to come out. So we cannot also expect people to be saint or be easy in one step, but it will be done. Many practitioners, maybe not knowing a master or not having initiation or not having a proper understanding or not yet proper practice, probably misunderstand that to be a practitioner, we must put down everything and be cold to all the relationships. It is not true. It is not true. Because in Chinese philosophy, Tao Te Ching, we say, 心平常, 平常心是道, ordinary mind is the Tao, is the Buddha. Yeah? When you achieve the Tao or the enlightenment, the more you are enlightened, the more you relaxed, and the more you become very loving. Yes? You might not demand a physical relationship with another person, but you just act in a normal way and do your duty, yes? Anyhow, it is difficult to understand this. It is difficult to understand this, but you will in time. God is not so narrow-minded as to forbid us to love our husband or wife the way we used to do. God is not so cruel as to separate the loving couples in order to attain Him. We must enlarge our heart to love God, also to include other beings, including our own family members. If we could love other beings, which is distant to us and stranger to us, why could not we love our family members, our immediate and beloved ones? You understand? Please don't be offended if I am not with your opinion. But since you have come to me, I must tell you the best thing that I know, whether you like to accept it or not. And since you have asked me, I must tell you the truth. Just be natural. Be loving to each other more than ever before. I tell you the truth. If I have to be a wife now, I'd probably be the most loving wife. Better than ever before, because now I know how to love people, how to love my husband, how to love other beings, and respect them as their Buddha inside. It's my duty as a wife, as a husband, to make my husband or wife happy. In the sense, charity begins at home. We give people what they need, and then later on, they will take what we give. Yes. It is also important that we keep our family harmony intact. Otherwise, if one of our partners is unhappy, it is difficult to be happy ourselves. Even though we are in samadhi, when we get out of samadhi, we know somebody is there, lingering. Atmosphere that is not very pleasant. Something we have not done to complete this, to make it right. I tell you truth, is it okay to have sexual contact with your husband and wife, provided you are married and it is done in love? But of course, when you practice, in any kind of practice at all, just like doing business, sometimes you must try to be successful in your business, and then sometimes, so therefore you forget other comfort sometimes. Therefore, in a practicing progress also, sometimes because you want to save more times for enlightenment, of course you make the arrangement with each other that although we love each other, but then sometimes when we think it is enough or it is a proper, we meditate together. Yes. And after meditation, and then you can love each other by many different ways. A rose, an embrace, or a loving word, or just a look. Loving look, loving words does not cost anything. And it is the duty of husband and wife to love each other. Until both agree, to a certain extent, to minimize the physical spending of energies in order to have more time. If both desire this way, more time, more strength to practice. And you can do both ways, you understand? You can do it, but with loving understanding, not with cold detachment, not with force demand. Yes. But I understand it is difficult to keep a marriage relationship if both do not try hard to keep. If you walk out of your marriage or somehow damage it by misunderstanding, one day you will be very sorry. Should you separate, you will feel you need each other very much. And therefore when you are together, you might take it for granted. But it is very important to be together, to work together towards enlightenment. And we only with loving understanding and nothing else. No excuse that I want to be a Buddha now and then you suffer. You understand? The Buddha had done that. Maybe because he was so in extreme hurry. He was very much controlled by the king, by his father and mother. Don't even let him go out. He was only allowed to go out once. And that's how he knows outside is full of suffering. And he wanted to be enlightened in order to help people. In his hurry, he did not consider. But then he left the family, understand? He left it all together. But if we are still within the family, and that we still have duty and nearness toward each other, then we must fulfill that duty. We must do it lovingly and tactfully. Yes. Of course, the more you have maybe more physical relationship, maybe you get more tired. But sometimes it is not. It depends on the loving relationship between the couple. Yes. And when you practice very high, you feel it meaning that. Until then you can stop. Understand? Because no more desired, no more necessary. It's just like when people get old, they just automatically stop. Understand? Because they have fulfilled their mission in life. They have got enough children, etc. Or their body started to change the metabolism, and then they are ready to step into another life or another body. Yes. It is very difficult for young people to control their sex life, but it is not impossible. provided you know how beneficial it is to save more energy and time for meditation. But when both husband and wife understand this and agree with each other, then it should be okay. Otherwise, if one of the partner does not yet understand, then we must be loving and must still take care of them and try to make them understand first. Not try to force issue to do what we want without considering other people's feelings. Because for a woman or a man to be rejected in love, you understand, it is a terrible feeling. Everyone knows that. And we have no right to do that to our loved one. Understand? If you're still living together, even if you don't have sex, you must be still loving. You understand? Yeah. We don't always demand that. Just a loving attention, that's important. Is that not so? Is that not so? Yes. And sometimes you can be satisfied by giving love alone even. But also we have to consider, even if we are not still above the physical desire, we must still consider sometimes our partner's health and maybe sometimes mental state. Sometimes he was in difficulty or she was in a kind of physical rundown. Then we have to talk with each other, where lies the difficulty? Because we married each other for love. We must have loved him or her somehow in order to commit ourselves to such a lifelong commitment. Yeah. It is a very delicate question, and I cannot, by all details, tell you. But I can only tell you that a loving attention and action always is necessary, by all levels. If you're still together and still need each other, you must pay the price. Yeah? If you think you don't need that person, or you truly cannot bear it, then you live alone. Yeah? Make it clear. But I think you will be sorry. I think you will be sorry. Once you're alone, you feel very lonely. In relationship, whether marriage or not married. This is not a funny question, and it's not a demanding question. It is a very practical question, and rightfully asked. Because each one's level is different. And since we have the physical body, we have the physical reaction. Sometimes when a man and a woman do not get in touch with each other, then maybe the physical reaction is not there. But since we are together, sometimes even if we don't want it, it just arises. It's called chemical reaction. Yeah. Because the two bodies is made up with chemical stuff, and sometimes they attract each other. Just like magnet and iron, you know? It's about to happen when you put them too near together. They just stick together. Yeah. So know this. And if you are single, and if you want to be a monk, or if you don't want to be a monk, but you want to be just free of trouble of marriage, that you think it is troublesome, then you must not set yourself too near to the magnet. Now, since you are already near, you have to stick together. Because the more you pull, the more troublesome. And you spend all energy in pulling out. Instead of just relax, okay, enjoy it, take it easy, make the best out of it, and try to avoid whenever you can, with love and understanding. Most women need love and security feeling from loving care of the husband, not the sex that she always wants. It may come by the way, a chemical reaction, yeah. But it's not the main demand of a woman. It might be in some special case, but most of women need kind of fatherly love or loving attention. If a husband is sincere and love his wife, anything can be done. Anything can be done. A woman is more loving than men. That's why they love men more than men loves them. Therefore, there is always a demand in a marriage, right? Mostly women feel they are not loved enough. because they're too loving, overflow with love. That's why they had to bear children. Otherwise, their love has nowhere to flow to. Yes, understand? And the husband, the man, is more practical, more intellectual, and more cool. And woman is more overflowing, more passionate. Therefore, it is sometimes difficult to figure out who is demanding or who is not, whether the husband is doing the right thing. It's just that the two are often difficult to understand each other due to different thinking, different physical bodies. Sometimes the women are very loving and tender, except when she is in the menstruation period. Then she's very agitated, very tired, very easy to give in to the flare, you know. That is the reason sometimes that causes the unpredictable mood of women, and that causes sometimes difficulty in marriage. In some women, this kind of period, the woman is very difficult to please and extremely demanding more love and attention. And sometimes they just want to be alone, not even love attention. I just want to have peace and quiet alone. Yes, but it's only a temporarily period. Therefore, one needs to know each other's physical demand, reaction, and also mental demand and reaction, and also have to understand humans' weakness and mood, and also karma, in order to take care of a marriage relationship. I know to take care of a marriage relationship is harder than sometimes even ruling a nation. Because when you rule a nation, all you need is sincerity, political talent, good heart, and good advisors, right? But in a marriage, you don't have any advisors except the two of you. And some things you cannot talk to outsider. So you have to talk with each other. Communication is always necessary. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. I have lived through marriage myself. Sometimes so difficult to talk with your partner. More difficult than get to the moon. You feel the distance, right? You feel the difficulty. You have all the linguistic talent except to talk to your partner. Difficult to open the mouth, but try, you must. And when the other one make the move, you must also immediately make the move, even though it is hard. You must be tolerant and love each other, and knowing that besides marriage, you cannot seek peace elsewhere. That is true. It's better to have only one partner and put up with it, make up with it, and work with it. Because once you have another one, you feel unhappy. Because you feel sorry for the last one. Doesn't matter how she looks or how she reacted to you in the past. You feel very guilty and sorry. And then you have been habitual to each other. And now you get a new one. And the habit is not the same. You might be attracted to each other, but the new habits make you troublesome. And sometimes you are attached to the old habits of the old partner, and then you are attached to a new habit, and then when you come back to the old one, you miss the new one, and when you go to the new one, you miss the old one, and you are torn apart. That is terrible. And I advise you never to know one more or even half more besides your marriage. This is the wisest advice I could ever give you. I mean, concerning marriage, yeah? Therefore, many people, they might be wise already. Maybe some people are wise through difficult marriages in the past, so they avoid marriage now. Maybe they became monk because of that. And they probably had enough experiences in marriage. They do not need any more experience in such study, in such experimentation. So they do not marry this life. They feel satisfied alone. Yes. But if we are already married, try to stick with one partner. doesn't matter how high it is. Tolstoy, I heard that he had a very difficult wife. Yes, very difficult. And one day he talked to his friend, and his wife was making terrible show him up terribly, degrading him, making him feel humiliated in front of his friend. And so I heard. So his friend said, "You are bigger than her. She's only a small thing. Why don't you just show that devil what force you have and get done with it? You know, how can you put up with this all?" You know. So Tolstoy said, "Shh, don't talk too loud. I've tried that before, last life. That's how I get double income now. I better not do it again, otherwise I'll have treble income next life." You know? So he said, "I have to put up with it, because if I do it again, I'll never get out. Treble and then more incomes all the time." Before he tried to put up with it. If you have a so-called terrible partner, and you feel you even need her after all, then it is your last life connection with each other. You have to pay for it. So try to bear with it and do whatever you can, all your might, to satisfy that person in order to pay quickly the debt. Huh? The best way to get rid of the enemy is make him your friend, right? Making him your friend. Hmm. The best way to get rid of a terrible wife is to please her. A terrible husband is to please him, to submit to all his demand. And then he become your friend. He's so tired of being satisfied and he lies there like a pussycat. And then you can do what you want with him. Yeah. Okay, are you satisfied by now by this question? Yeah. Any other question?
Yes, Master. I'm a non-initiate, so I'm here basically to find out what is your doctrine and what is the Kuan Yin method which I hear.
Yes, I can tell you in 1 minute. Yeah. Everything. Why didn't you ask the information desk? Yes. I can basically tell you first that our doctrine is non-doctrine at all. You can take the Bible and read it and call it my doctrine. You can take the Buddhist Bible and call it my doctrine. It's all okay. Our Kong Tzu, Lao Tzu, it's all okay. Because I talk basically the same what they do. Except with my own realization, not with the intellectual understanding of them, and also not with repeating like a parrot. Okay? Now, that is basically the doctrine. And then our initiation is meant to give you the contact with inner God power, which you have. Because God, the kingdom of God is within you. And Buddha also said, Buddha is in your heart, no? Means in your mind. So we tell you, we show you how to find that Buddha and make him work for you. Yeah? Instead of calling him and worshipping him, you make him your friend and co-worker. And you will see how many marvels you two can do, how many miracles you two can experience, and how smoother your life becomes, how more intelligent you will be, how more wise, how understanding you are concerning life and death and the universe and etc., whatever you want to know. Okay? That's the initiation. And it consists of seeing the light and hearing the inner sound with the lightless light, the soundless sound. You only know that when you experience. Yeah? No words can describe that. And it makes you wiser, makes you more secured, more loving, and etc. Yeah?
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Kami berbesar hati kerana dapat bersama anda untuk episod Kata-Kata Hikmat hari ini. Bersamalah kami lagi pada hari Jumaat untuk bahagian kedua, kasih sayang dan keprihatinan ialah kewajipan manusia. Seterusnya ialah modal kejayaan sejurus selepas berita yang wajar diberi perhatian. Sila teruskan bersama Supreme Master Television. Semoga kebijaksanaan Tuhan sentiasa membimbing anda dalam hidup. It has been a pleasure to have you with us for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again Friday for part 2 of Love and Care Are the Duties of Human Beings. Models of Success is up next right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May the wisdom of heaven guide your every step through life.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.